It's a Wednesday, so we're going to talk some technology with the guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not so bad. This is an interesting week. We always hear this time of year about these Black Friday sales. This comes about because it's Thanksgiving on Thursday in America, tomorrow in America, and then they have a huge sale on the Friday, which has been referred to Black Friday. And now, even though we don't experience Thanksgiving, we get to experience their sales from a distance.
That's exactly it. I mean, if anything, you're almost related to our Boxing Day sales, but this is the American version of that being brought here as well. So we get both.
Now, we're trying to encourage as many people as possible to spend their dollars here in the Upper Hunter. However, some of these bargains on the internet can be too hard to miss.
Yeah, look, they can be. And I think it's important to still have a level of caution as well. And I usually tell people when it comes to Black Friday sales, that if you're not seeing something at least at a 30% discount, then it's not really a good enough sale. If it's 20% off, I can probably get that by haggling or by shopping around. But 30%, that starts to become a real sale for me. And I think that should be the measure that people look for when they're buying new technology, especially when it comes to other products. Maybe that varies. But for tech, make sure it's at least 30% off to realize that you're getting a real bargain.
So are you expecting a lot of our local retailers to have some decent bargains on Friday?
Yeah, look, some of them have already started, which has been fascinating to see that, look, if they can get in there first and be the first ones to have that sale, maybe they'll capture the majority of those sales initially. But we are seeing a number of discounts from televisions to smartwatches and everything in between. 30% is a realistic thing to be looking for as a discount. I am seeing a lot of things, particularly from Apple, usually only around the 10 to 20% mark because there's not a lot of markup on Apple products. But when it does come to anything else, you should expect to see at least 30% off from a tech perspective.
I could be accused of being old-fashioned. And when it comes to buying things online, I still get a bit nervous. In fact, I don't think I've ever done buying something truly substantial. Like I might buy a knick-knack or a T-shirt or something like that. But I don't know if I could bring myself to bringing a television. Should I feel safe about doing something like that?
Look, you could feel safe about it. I think what you always need to do is make sure it's a brand or a retailer that at least you've heard of before. You know, you can always find reviews about particular websites as well. So if you are looking to buy from somewhere, you can always go and check if anyone has bought from them, what their buyer experience has been like. But also make sure that you're buying from a secure website. And you can usually tell by seeing a padlock in the web address where at the first symbol should be a big padlock that says a secure website. So it should be safe to transact with. But the other element you can take instead of that as well is paying through PayPal or a third party rather than putting your credit card details into the website itself. Because if you are worried, having that third party in between means that if the goods don't arrive, PayPal, for example, can reimburse you even if that company disappears. So you've got that level of, I guess, insurance when you're making that purchase.
That's exactly what I do. I rely on PayPal because they will go and chase it down and reimburse you if something has gone wrong. Also, they now make it available for you to pay it off over fortnightly installments, which actually makes life even easier.
There is that too. And I think that the last thing I'll probably suggest with people is that if you do go in store, pick up the product, especially if it's got a barcode on it, and scan the barcode with your smartphone. And you can do that either through shopping apps like the Amazon app or the eBay app, but you can even just do it with your camera and look for competitor prices online. And it's the easiest thing to do is just to look at the exact same product through Google search or through Amazon. And if you do find a better price online, show it to the retailer, give them the chance of actually at least matching or beating that price. And if they don't, then order the product right in front of them while you're online. It's quite satisfying, and usually you'll actually end up with getting a better deal at the retailer.
All right, just so you know, if Jeff isn't with us next week, it's because he's gone in witness protection with all the retailers coming after him. That's an amazing tip, mate. Are you worried for your safety?
I'm not, because to be honest, I think it is a competitive market out there, and especially as we come up to sales, you want to make sure you're actually getting a deal. And I think sometimes we do see sort of fake markdowns where they're not really discounting the product as much as they should. And if it's the same product being sold somewhere else for less, then you deserve that price, not the one that's being put in front of you.
Some great tips for the Black Friday sales this week around the Upper Hunter in particular. Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much. We'll speak next Wednesday.
Thanks for having me.